An M&T Bank expert has reasons to think the area's economy could do a bit better than the prior year.
What we can start to look forward to is perhaps some of the headwinds that have been buffeting us for the last several years starting to abate.
Regional economist Gary Keith doesn't expect state and federal fiscal policy and government uncertainty or shutdowns to get in the way of growth. He's also seeing housing and manufacturing demand start to grow, factors that have residual effects on jobs and income.
If we look to the latter half of 13 for some guidance into 2014, we are still on a bit of that one step forward, one step back track, where we had some nice progress in terms of adding employment and income in a number of industries, and yet an offset at the bottom in two key areas, again, the manufacturing and also government.
Keith is forecasting a 2.8% growth rate that should continue jobs and income gains. Center State CEO President Rob Simpson finds local businesses are ready to get a little more optimistic based on last year.
58% of our survey respondents experienced growth, reporting an average growth rate of 15%. Looking ahead to 2014, our members reported that in many respects, things are trending in the right direction. 68% of you expect an increase in sales revenue. 53% of you expect to expand products and services.
Simpson also points to $300 million in downtown development this past year, rekindled interest in urban living, and increasing exports, things he hopes might get some businesses off the sidelines to invest, hire, and help the region prosper. Chris Bolt, WAER News.